Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
You can put those pictures up, Laura. We had water baptism yesterday at the Causeway. And there you can see a couple of pictures. Pastor Adam, I got baptized again. Jason Mitter came and joined us. There's a gentleman over there that we went and asked him if he wanted to be baptized. He was sitting there. And we asked him if he wanted to be baptized. And he was there the week before sitting there. And he said these words to me and to his wife the week before. He said, I need to be baptized. Am I right? He said, I need to get baptized one of these days. And he was right where we were, that gentleman, right his name is Keith, right where we were baptizing. He was sat right there. I said to Pastor Adam, I go see that man wants to be baptized. He went, the guy said, yeah. So he joined us and got baptized. And then my sister Mara, who was so excited, it's her first time she's been baptized by being submerged. Now, she was like me for the longest time. She thought that the water baptism was sprinkling a bit of water on your head when you're a baby. That's really child dedication, and it's really dedicating the parents to raise a child the right way. So she got baptized. It was awesome. She's an incredible woman of God. She loves the Lord. We love her, and we want to present you with this water baptism certificate. Mara Sterling. Sterling, like sterling silver. That is yours. God bless you. You have been such a blessing to be with, and you really blessed us yesterday. Give her a round of applause. Praise God. Praise God, praise God. Amen. You know, my wife said that the devil's been destroyed off of our lives. Well, the Bible says we've been translated from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of His dear Son. We have been taken out. He actually says from the power of darkness. So what she was speaking today is very scriptural, because God says we have been taken out of the kingdom or the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of His precious Son. Amen. So you are no longer under the sway of the devil if you know your absolute rights, and you need to know your rights. Turn to your neighbor and say, you need to know your rights. Amen. Because what you don't know can harm you. Let me tell you something. When it comes to the Word of God, ignorance is not bliss. Have you heard the saying, ignorance is bliss? When it comes to the Word of God, ignorance is painful. You can get sick. You can be taken advantage of. I mean, so many different things. So ignorance is not blessed. You don't know something. And God said these words in Hosea 4:6, my people, that's Christians who call themselves children of His, my people are destroyed for ignorance, so to speak, a lack of knowledge in Hosea 4:6. So we need to know the Word of God for ourselves. You need to know the Word for yourself. Put your hand on your heart and say, I am going to dedicate myself this year and the coming years to learning the Word of God more than I ever have. Now, I kind of led you into that. You didn't know we were going to say that, but you said it. Honor that. Because it's going to be good for your own life. And then not only your life, it's going to be good for your children and your children's children, your great-grandchildren, your friends, your cousins, uncles, and aunts, and your co-workers, and the nation. You need the Word of God. And so we started talking last week. This is part two of it. The burden-removing, yoke-destroying power of God. There is such a thing. What does it do? It's a burden-removing, yoke-destroying power of God. We spoke about the yoke, how they would yoke two oxen together, and when that one went, this one went as well. We were yoked to the power of darkness, and then when we received Jesus, the anointing of God unyoked us, unhitched us from walking with the devil, and we turned and made a 180. But some of us made a 360. Go back to 180. It's 180 time. Where we are in time right now, it's 180 time. You need to get away from the plans of the devil. You need to put him under your feet completely, and you need to destroy his works in your life. And you can do that. How? With the anointing. The anointing, it's, and we'll look at the scripture again. You can look at it, put it right up now, Laura. Thank you. Isaiah 10:27. Look what he says here. It shall come to pass in that day. This is the day that he's talking of, where Jesus came. It shall come to pass in this day that his burden, the devil's burden, the enemy's burden, shall be taken away from off your shoulder. Have you ever felt burdened with pressure and fear and no money and sickness coming? He burdens you, makes you feel like a pack mule, but you're not a pack mule, you're a stallion. You understand? And he burdens you with all this trash and the lies. And we watch too much TV. That brings burdens, because they tell you what sicknesses you're going to get and how to overcome it. And then we watch the news, and they're lying most of the time. So you just burden, you get yourself burdened. Amen. You don't even need the yoke. You don't even need the anointing in this instance. You just need to stop and switch it off. Oh, dear. And then he says, watch out. He says, his burden shall be taken from off your shoulder and his yoke from off your neck. So in other words, he's not allowed to drag you around wherever he's going. The devil's going to go and we're going to do this. No more. He said, in that day when you receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, I'm taking his burden off you. He unhitches you from the enemy. And he takes you out of the curse, Galatians 3:13. So something huge happens in your life when you become born again. When you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, it's not just a case of I'm saved. What are you saved from? You're saved from the devil and his plan to go to hell. But you're saved from a whole lot more than that. Because now what happens is the burden-removing, yoke-destroying power of God comes and resides within you. How many of you know, where's Jesus today? Where's he? He's inside of you. Do you not say, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world? You're talking about the burden-removing power of God. Yoke-destroying power of God is resident within us. And he's the burden-remover, the yoke-destroyer. And he's already done it for us. So now when the burden and the yoke tries to come and re-hitch us and re-establish stuff in our lives, you've got to call on the greater one on the inside of us. And we don't run away from problems. We run to the problem because we've got the problem solver right within us. Amen. We're like first responders. People are running out of the building, they're running in. That's how you got to see yourself. I don't run from problems. I run to the problem so I can slap my hand on that thing and cast it out. Amen. Or oh me. But, and someone said this, God can only anoint you to do the impossible. And let me tell you something, all your goods are in a place called the impossible. Because that's where your mind is going to try to trick you up, trap you up. The devil's going to lie to you. And God said they're already there, stored up in heavenly places. In Ephesians 3, he said, 1:3, he said, already every spiritual gift is stored up for you in the heavenly place. But to get to that heavenly place, you've got to overcome some possible things. And you overcome and override them with the anointing. You can't stop smoking without the help of God. You can't stop doing drugs without the help of God. You can't stop watching porn without the anointing and the power of God helping you. You just cannot do it. You can go for counseling sessions all you like. I've seen people that have been clean for 8 years, for 10 years, for 20 years, and bang, one instant. One instant. You need the anointing. You need to live and abide with the anointing in your life. And every time sickness tries to attack you, you got to get the anointing, bang, onto that thing. When your finances are being attacked, bang, get the anointing going. When your marriage is being attacked, you got to get the anointing that's inside of you, out of you. Amen. So he says, in that day, his burden, the enemy's burden, shall be taken away from off your shoulders, and his yoke from off your neck. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of what? Because of the anointing. The yoke, the burden, everything is taken away out of your life by the anointing. You cannot do it. You could never have got yourself to heaven without the anointing of Jesus Christ. You would have never been able to do it. None of us could have been righteous enough, good enough, and smart enough. Amen. All right. And we found out anointing means divinely authorized and appointed to serve as a prophet, priest, or king. And that's talking about us, Revelation 1 and 1 Peter 1. He says the breakdown of the word anoint means you've been divinely authorized, appointed by God to serve as a prophet, a priest, and a king. The Bible tells you in those two scriptures, you can check it up at home, that he's called you to be a royal holy priesthood. That's you. You are. So you've been anointed. You're already anointed. Oh, you don't believe this. How many of you are born again? So where does Jesus live? Within you. Well, would you say that he's anointed? So then what are we talking about? I have the anointing. I am anointed. The anointing is in me already. When you became born again, immediately the Spirit of God came to live and abide with you. The anointing came immediately. Amen. So now we can't overlook and override the anointing and expect victory. We have to work with the presence of the Holy Spirit, and the anointing will start producing results in your life. Amen. Well, listen, how does the burden come off you? How does your yoke come off you? How do the problems come off you? Through the anointing. It's the anointing that's a burden-removing, yoke-destroying power of God. Can you say amen? Amen. And then we looked at a couple of scriptures, and we saw that Jesus said in Mark 4, verse 18, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Spirit of the Lord, the same Spirit that's in you and me, Romans 8:11 says, if the Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, then the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead shall also quicken or bring to life your mortal body. Correct? Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. You guys, put your hand on your heart and say, the Spirit of the Lord is within me. And here's what Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. And then he didn't stop there. He said, he's anointed me to heal the blind, open the eyes of the people, get them saved, turn situations around. The anointing has a purpose. And if you're sitting and you're not trying to do anything with the anointing, why would the anointing do anything for you? You have to step out of your comfort zone. You have to believe and trust and have faith that the anointing is there, and the anointing will accomplish what God said it would do. It'll remove the burden and destroy the yoke. You got a burden of financial difficulties, kick the anointing in. Sickness trying to attack your body and your children, kick the anointing in. You look at Jesus, he's the example. There is no greater example in the world than Jesus Christ. Paul was a great example. Peter was a great example. James was, but Jesus is the master example. And look at what the anointing did in Jesus Christ's life. Think about the anointing in Paul's life in Acts 19, where the apron that he wore, that he used to work with, when he was preaching, the apron collected the anointing from within him, and they cut his apron up into little pieces and sent it around the countryside and out of the country, and everyone who touched that piece of cloth got healed or set free. The anointing has an assignment. How many of you have got the anointing on an assignment in your life?
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Don't sell your car for less. Your car is worth more than you think. Visit Wheels for the Heart Buy Center across from CarMax in Jensen Beach, where we beat most written offers, and help put single mothers and their children in reliable transportation. Wheelsfromtheheart.org, 561-231-0108.